You are the man now. Dog, 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 you are the man now. Dog.
Hey there. Welcome into Rudy's. What can I help you with?
Hi. Is this frustrating? Well, I'm Sean, by the way.
Hey, Sean, are you here for a haircut?
I'm here for a haircut, maybe a beard trim.
Oh, okay.
But I never know. I come in sometimes with a picture, sometimes an old picture of me that looked good.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes with a picture of somebody I want to look like. And it never works.
Can I say you're starting off all wrong?
Okay.
You're bringing in horrible hair energy.
I'm sorry.
You're so depressed.
Well, I do not look
shake it out, my man. Shake it out. You are too negative.
Okay, thank you. I just don't look forward to these because I always leave disappointed, but I know I have to get haircuts, you know.
Right. So, like, you're looking for a new identity. That's your issue. You're thinking the haircut can do more than it can. That's my first read on you.
Okay, maybe. Yeah, maybe. It's just, you know, I want to work outside in a little bit here because inside out's not working for me.
You're coming in as Bill Goof and you want to leave as Bill Gates. Am I right?
That's not how I'd put it. I don't know that. I mean, he's rich, but I don't know that he looks good.
Okay, well, you're coming in as Bill Goof and you want to look like Bill Great. Am I right?
This I like, yeah.
Something like this.
Maybe even... I liked what you did at first. That was great. Now what I'm about to say is for me, not for other people. Coming in as Bill Gates, want to leave as Bill Great because Bill Gates looks bad.
Right.
But is rich, you know. So maybe
true. Yeah.
Part at the end. But I appreciate it. I want you to tell me what I should look like. Is that
are you
possible?
Getting a haircut for sure today? If you're getting a haircut for sure, why don't we walk over to the chair? Because that's where the real business happens. I feel like if we're non-committal and we're just going to talk in the lobby, we're not going to get anywhere.
I'm committing to this haircut for sure.
All right. Give me a high five. You just made a great choice.
Great. Yeah, I came by. Thank you.
No, hold on. Lift the hand up. Don't make me hit the hand.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Welcome to Rudy's, baby.
Yeah, I came by because you were coming up a lot in my Instagram reels. You're like positive, high energy haircut.
Yeah,
situation.
High five barber. Absolutely. That's me. Though. I'll give everybody a high five and a high fade.
You think I should get a high fade?
Well, that's up to you. I mean, clearly you're rocking the long hair right now, which I think is a great look. You're sexy. You're looking like a young Brad Pitt meets a young George Clooney. I mean, definitely your look is not of this era, but I think that's why it's interesting.
Thank you. Young Brad Pitt meets young Wow, yeah.
Just the hair. Just the hair. Excuse me. I don't want to puff you up too hard. You're coming in as Brad shit. You want to leave as Brad Pitt. Am I right?
Yeah, I guess so.
You're not Brad shit. I just
Brad
needed
shit,
a rhyme.
I was
reverse engineering knowing that we were getting to Pitt. That's
love
all. That. That's all that was.
I love
so grab a seat here. Now, what kind of, before we even get into the hairstyle, what kind of little smock do you want? What are you into? I got a NASCAR smock. I got a plain black smock. I got sort of a wabi-sabi vibe with a big yin-yang on it. I mean, what, how do you want to feel when you're in the chair?
Man, I mean... I'm so bad at making decisions. I feel like if there's a lot of decisions along the way, this could take a while. But
you know what? I think you're a Pepsi guy. I'm going to put you in a Pepsi smock, and we can laugh about it. I got it on Pepsi Points.
Oh, they got you a smock.
Yeah, oh yeah. Pepsi Points, man. That was the time. Pepsi Points had everything.
This is for turning in the little QR code on the box, you get things.
You gotta drink a lot of Pepsi to get all the stuff I got, my man.
I wondered who did those types of things. I always imagined it was kids, but yeah.
Oh yeah, kids and their parents, you know. And I don't have either, but But yeah, I could still do it. They don't check who you are. So this is all Pepsi points. I'm going to throw this on you. And I'm just going to fluff your hair. I'm just going to put my fingers through your hair. I hope you don't mind. I have washed. I ate a huge sloppy sandwich, but then I washed my hands. So there's not going to be any mayonnaise. There's not going to be any oils that you don't want in there.
Oh.
I'm liking the weight. I'm liking the length, to be honest. But I do see you need a, freshen up. I get that. Yeah, you need a freshener. Yeah.
Why did you tell me about the sandwich if you washed your hands?
I guess it was an extra piece. It was what I was thinking of, like, did I wash my hands after the sandwich? Yeah. It was so sloppy. I mean, I had stuff on the back of my palm.
Wow. What kind of sandwich?
Not just the palm, but the back of the palm.
That's really sloppy. That's
which, is it a palm or is it just a back of a hand?
It's back of your hand, I think. Yeah, I think the palm indicates the front. Yeah.
Right. Two very different identities on the hand.
Like your...
If you really look at them, the identity of the palm, very different than the identity of the back of the hand. Opposites, really. The palm can do everything. And yet, the back of the hand can do almost nothing. Have you ever thought of that?
I think I'm realizing right now why it's so hard to get an appointment with you, is these ones kind of take up a lot of the day.
I call them consultations. They are full discussions with a little bit of a haircut at the end.
Do you ever get your palm red?
God, no. I get the back of my hand red.
Is that true?
Not much going on. Not much going on.
Who reads the backs of hands? The same person as a palm reader, or is it a different skill?
Don't do it. It's not a skill. It's a waste of money and time.
And apparently, they told you there wasn't much going on the back of your head.
That's what they told me. I said, okay, but what's about the lifeline? They said, oh, no, that's a palm reading. And I said, well, what is it that you do here? And they said, well, we take a look at your veins. They said, you got some varicose. You got some thrombosis, deep vein thrombosis, I guess I have.
So it's like, not a waste of time. That's maybe something to get... looked at. Just make sure.
Oh, I can't listen to these quacks. Are you kidding me? I'm not gonna go to the doctor and tell him a back of palm reader sent me. No way. I'm just gonna work with the deep vein. Okay. Anyway, I'm loving your length, but more importantly, I'm loving your texture. What if we just put some layers into this? I'm not thinking we go that much shorter. I think we just need a little bit of style in what you already have.
Thank you. Yeah, that's great if that's what you're seeing. Wow, real thrombosis I'm seeing there now. That's some real thromb.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a deep vein and it's a shallow vein. The left one, they say it's a deep vein thrombosis. And the right vein, it's right hand, it's right on the surface.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's real thrombosis. Wow. Which
one? If a cool enough song gets playing, you can really feel the beat in the vein there. So stick around. You never know what's coming on the radio. You never know.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, right now it's kind of 90s. Mm-hmm. I guess Lubega is what I would call this radio.
This is Lubega Radio on Pandora. You're going to hear some commercials, but those are good. Those are good, too. They are Lubega commercials. He does all the ads.
Can't wait to hear.
Now, here's what I'm thinking. Your hair is gorgeous. I'm just going to say it. I've never felt this way, but I feel very lucky that a man like you came in who's willing to wear such growth.
Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment. Yeah.
Absolutely it is.
Generally, longer hair is considered feminine. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Most boys with long hair think they're girls. They're confused, but you really are rocking it, and it's masculine, and it's gorgeous at the same time. Yeah, bravery, props.
Yeah, that might be an older kind of gender dynamic. My dad definitely did not like the long hair. Rest in peace. But yeah, now...
Let me guess, high and tight for him?
Yeah.
Bit of a crew cut guy?
Yeah, military family, yeah.
And that's a look. I get crew cuts in here and they look fine, you know, but I don't want to change you.
Thank you. So yeah, go for it. Yeah, I say go for it.
Have you ever done layers?
I don't know that I know if I have or not. I think I would like to try layers. Yeah, if that's something like who has layers that I could picture? Is there somebody out there?
Well, right now you're looking a little bit like Air Bud, the golden receiver, but I would love to have you looking like Air Thud, golden retriever.
I'd rather be Air Bud than Air Thud, I think.
Well, they have beautiful, a real golden retriever has beautiful hair. That's what I mean. Have you ever seen Farrah Fawcett?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Beautiful actress of the 80s. I want to do to your hair what she does to her hair, where it's got about 50 different layers of how long it is.
I see.
That way, no matter what angle people are looking at you at, they see that it is styled.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 trips to Vons and I feel alive. A little bit. A little bit of cereal is on sale. A little bit of apples are on sale. A little bit of steaks are on sale. A little bit of milkshakes
are on sale. I mean, how good is this station? It's so good. Once you find a song, just make variations of it. I don't need new whole ideas.
Yeah, the 50 cent principle.
That's right. Once you have 50 cents, you're almost to a dollar.
Oh, no, I meant like how Magic Stick and Candy Shop sound exactly the same.
Oh, okay.
But anyway.
Are you aware of the 50 cent principle that I'm talking about?
Once you have 50 cents, you practically have a dollar.
You're halfway there, so you can, nice. It's optimism. It's optimism.
It is optimism. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and hear the first cut I do, I always close my eyes. You good with this?
I'm glad you asked. I guess if it's what you always do, could I just ask a follow-up of what's your success rate?
Well, because, you know, what I do is a craft, sure, but it's also art. And so you have to put in some accidental creativity.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just... If I go in and try to give you the Farrah Fawcett 100-layer haircut, you're going to end up, if I don't put some sort of artistic twist in it, you're going to end up looking too perfect. And then people are going to be going, is that a 2D image? Is that a Paper Mario type of guy walking around as a 2D in our 3D world? I don't like what I'm seeing from this guy.
It's interesting that I guess I've never, ever felt that way about somebody I looked at. But this is your profession.
Okay.
So if that's what you say, yes. I mean, they say the master... rug weaver weaves his mistakes into
and snip.
Okay. Ah.
You okay? Are you all right?
Yeah, you got ear there.
Okay. Ear. Oh, that is a good luck omen.
Oh no, it hurts that's, really bad. Oh, I that know. Got me.
I know. I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry you had to go through this pain.
Oh, but what's that up got the me other big time.
It's really beautiful. You're gonna be. People are gonna be calling you Vincent.
Okay, Van Gogh?
Vincent Van Gogh, because you're so cool, you cut your own ear off.
Off? Is it off?
No, just a piece. Just the tip.
Oh, fuck.
Just the tip. I'm so happy that this went this way. This is lucky.
Man.
This is lucky.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, look, that was a great first cut.
I'm just going to, do you mind if I take some of the, it looks like you do this a lot because there is some gauze right here. Can I put this on?
Absolutely. We've got gauze. We've got painkillers. We need it all the time. Yeah, here, take this. This is a Klonopin.
And, oh, wow.
I'll
try one of those. I'm going to be honest with you. I like hit rock bottom in my life recently. I'm going through a pretty bad breakup of a 7-year relationship.
Wow.
I don't see my friends. I got passed over for a pretty big promotion. And so, like, I need a change. And so if this is what it is, let's do it. I'll trust you.
Wow. I'm really sorry to hear that you have hit rock bottom. And I'll tell you what I can totally tell. It's showing and it's growing. And we're going to fix you up. Okay? We are going to fix you up. Let me put some... extra gauze on that ear. It's already bled through there. Let me gauze this up a little bit more.
Thank you.
And, you know, looking at what we did, we're not going to be able to do the layer thing anymore. The left half is pretty much gone.
Oh, you got a lot of hair with that snip, too.
Oh, yeah. It did something. Yeah, oh, yeah, it did something. This is really interesting. Now I'm looking at you and I'm seeing a cartoon. I'm seeing a cartoon character in a good way. I'm thinking of the show Hey Arnold, and I'm thinking of the guy's hair who looks like a tin can that is opened, and I'm saying, that might be the look.
For he has like kind of bangs in the front, really clear bangs.
Bangs like, in the front, and then the top is open like this, like it's an open can. And I'm really inspired right now, especially with the bleeding ear. I mean, this is a fantastic, a fantastically interesting look.
Yeah. Yeah, you know who doesn't have interesting looks? Eric, who got
Cartman?
The promotion I wanted. No, not Matt Cartman. I'm talking about my own life.
Oh. Okay, go ahead.
Do you know anyone else who refers to Cartman by Eric in conversation?
I mean, his mother, and, you know, some people do call him Eric. And I was going to say, he wears a beanie all the time, so, like, what would we even be talking about?
Yeah, it would be unrelated. No, I'm saying Eric...
Cartman.
No!
sorry, I thought I was trying to fill in the word for you.
Forget about cartoons, at least, for the moment.
Okay, about... that's going to be tough.
I'm talking about Eric Phillips, the guy who got passed over for a promotion at work. He's so by the book. He's so nothing. What if I walk in looking with this big choice, right? Can open our head. People have to kind of notice me at work, and I'm not just going to blend in anymore.
Right, and I think that's good. Are you saying that's bad?
No, I'm excited to make this change. Yes,
okay, good,
thank you.
Good. Awesome. Now, on this one, let's both close our eyes, huh? How's that sound?
Let's do no more eyes closed, because that last one really hurt. It really hurt, and I just don't want to lose any more body parts.
No más ojos closos.
Why? Why did you have to say it in Spanish?
Because it sounded like, we said something that sounded like ojos, and this is a creative experiment. If you wanted a regular haircut like Cartman, you should have gone to Fantastic Sam's. That you could have gotten that at Fantastic Sam's. But if you want something artistic, something that's going to beat Cartman out of the water, you came to the right place. You came to Rudy's.
You brought up Cartman. I never wanted a Cartman haircut.
No, I'm talking about your Eric guy, but I'm calling him Cartman because I can't remember his name.
Phillips.
Was it Phillips? Okay, well then you're going to go in there and you're going to say, listen, I am the captain now. Because we're going to give you such a good haircut, you're going to look like Tom Hanks.
I'll take that. He's beloved. I don't know. I don't even really know what Tom Hanks's hair looks like when I try to picture him, but he's beloved, so sure.
You came in here wanting to look like Tom Hanks, and you're going to be leaving saying, Tom, thanks.
Sure.
But my name isn't Tom, but so you'll be, that'll be weird, but it'll work.
A little bit of Honda in my life. A little bit of Kia is not in my life. Little bit of Toyota is all I need. Just kidding. A little bit of Honda is what I see.
You ever seen these Hondas?
Honda number 5.
Dude, this station is so... Do you get what I'm saying about how awesome this station is?
What do you mean I ever see these Hondas? Like just Honda cars?
Yeah, have you seen? I mean, Lou Bega's advertising them all the time, so I looked them up. They're nice.
You didn't know about Hondas until they came up in the Lou Bega ads?
Well, yeah, I mean, I spend a lot of time where I'm at right now, so I spend a lot of time hearing Lou Bega advertising Hondas. I don't see a lot of Hondas. I drive an Acura. And so, you know, I don't really know, but these Hondas are nice. That's all I'm saying. Okay, now the left half is gone. I did one big slice, a little piece of your ear, and the hair is gone. So you have what we call a 40% bowl cut, which I think looks great as is. You know, it's sort of the style. People are doing the sweep from one way. You don't even have to sweep because it's just still long.
And that's still part of the can opener head, or are we moving on to sweep bowl cut?
Can opener head is unfortunately no longer an option. I thought it was going to be great, but it's no longer an option. So now, you know.
I was kind of enjoying that idea. Okay.
We could move on to football head.
You mean like Hey Arnold's hair? Because his head is a football shape, but his hair.
Well, I'm looking at your head and I'm realizing why your hair is so long. You do have a bit of a football going on. I'm staring at you and I do kind of want to punch you just a little bit.
I hate hearing that. I do hate hearing that. You know,
punt, not punch.
Both bad. Yeah, I've just, look, I've been walked over my whole life, you know. and I don't want to get walked over anymore. And people have told me I have a puntable head and a punchable face, and I don't like it, and I want to stop it. So whatever you could do to help me, I'm desperate here, man.
That sucks. That really sucks, and I hear you 100%. Let's do something that we know is going to work first, and maybe it'll inspire the rest.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you to lean your head forward. I'm going to take all this growth, and I'm going to pop it up top. I'm going to put a little banana clip on here, and we're going to put the growth up top, and I'm just going to shave the back of your neck here. I'm going to fade up the bottom, and the hair is just going to fall on top of it. But now the first step is you're going to be cooler, you're going to be cleaner, and you're going to have less bulk, okay? So you're going to be happy with this, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Let me just clean up the back here. Oh, we're looking really good. Really good. You know, have you ever thought about like a leave-in shampoo? Because I make my own. I mean, we got Rudy's poo. It's called Rudy's poo, and you shampoo your hair and you leave it in.
You really leaned into the name. I could tell with the bottle design too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a big ugly poop. Because, you know, we're a, you know, I don't want to say it. Of course, women are welcome, but it's a men's barbershop. You know, it's a men's barbershop, and we're playing to the male humor. Obviously, our brains are smaller. We're younger. And I think everybody knows that. Men are younger than women. Everybody knows that.
You're not going to disagree with me here.
Finally, we're connecting. And hey, don't let any women hear me say that, because it's not judgmental. But you know, men are just younger. Men are younger than women. I don't know what to
women,
say.
And one of them is that men are younger than women. I mean, I it's just the stuff say. That it's like we all know it, but it's like
you see a 50-year-old man, and a 50-year-old woman, and I go, okay, I get they're the same age, but the man is younger.
Men are younger than women.
It's just how it is. Women are old. Men are young.
Hey, yeah, throw some of that Rudy's poo in my hair.
All right. Let's get you pooed up here. All right, so I'm going to rub in this poo. We're, of course, going to wet your hair just a little bit. Do you want oil or water?
Oh, I think water would be my first instinct.
I always recommend it. I always recommend it. So we'll do some water and some poo here. We'll get you all in there. And once this sets, it's really going to clean up your head, which is good. Now, do you feel the lightness on your neck? How some of that hair is gone, that lightness?
It's nice, right?
You can walk around this summer. You're not going to be sweating. You're not going to be yucky, you know? So that's good. And I like it short in the back. Have you ever thought about, I see in the front, you kind of do this middle part with the side sweep. In the industry, we call it the golden arches. We call it the McDonald's haircut.
Right. I've got the, it's kind of like a Zach Morris.
Yeah. And hey, you're rocking it. You are really rocking it. That was a beautiful look 30 years ago. You're fucking nailing it. But what if, and this is just a pitch, throw it out, keep it, you know, write it down, whatever. What if instead of going side swept from the middle, we turn those into bangs?
Side swept in the middle. Okay, so you wanted, I can tell you want to do bangs based on the can opener head and this suggestion.
Yes.
If you're really feeling bangs, do bangs. I am, worst case scenario, I'm going to shave it all off and just do a new me. You know what I mean? Not to insult you.
No, not at all. So we can really take some risks.
Yes, please. And I'll just.
So if you're happy to go down to zero, we can do whatever we want.
I'm a little worried to be bald with the, as you said, football-shaped head, just because it I think it opens me up even more to kind of the conversation there. The head kind of protects it. Right.
And without the ear, you'd go from can opener head to like a wine bottle opener head, because you'd have a little click on the ear there. You'd look a little funny.
That's right. I am a little worried to show off the whole ear that you just cut pretty bad.
Well, it looks good. Yeah. I mean, people are going to get that that's an artistic swing.
Would you mind just, I'm seeing the piece of the ear like in the hair on the ground here. Could we like separate it and maybe it's reattachable and like just kind of brush off some of the hair or something?
Yeah. Let me kick that behind the chair. I'll pick that up after.
Not what I meant, but okay.
Well, it's still there. I think the hair is actually preserving it.
Hi, this is Lou Bega. Look, I like a lot of women. I've named many of them in song, but I like none of them more than Senator Elizabeth Warren. Senator Warren has been tough on the big spending Republicans for years. And now she's celebrating teachers. She's celebrating the working class. She's celebrating gun reform. A little bit Elizabeth in my life. A little bit of Warren wish she was my wife. A little bit of tort reform's what I need. A little bit of gun control's what I see. Elizabeth's feeling nice. Wah!
I mean, do you see why I keep this thing on 24/7? This is awesome. Really, and I think they let him just make up the commercials as they go. I don't even think there's a script.
Hard to tell. Hard to tell. I mean, he's nailing it.
When you're dealing with such a consummate professional, you just don't need a script. You know, it's like you and me right now. Okay, cool. Well, why don't we... Here, I made you an espresso. We're each going to pop this espresso, and then we're going to finish the haircut as fast as possible.
Great. Okay? I actually love this.
Great.
I left work, I've been kind of slacking a little bit ever since the promotion thing, so I should get back kind of soon.
Totally. Okay,
cheers. I feel like the clonopin's kind of kicking in here. Cheers.
Let me get you some. Yeah, you'll go back to work feeling great after this. Espresso, clonopin, and a fresh cut of hair with a little bit of blood loss. All right. And snip, 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 bzzz, snip, 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 bzzz, 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 snip, 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 snip.
How's it going up there?
I think you're done. I think you're done. You are a Farrah Fawcett lookalike. Let me flip you around here in the mirror. You take a look, and you tell me what you think you see.
Oh, my God. Wow. I mean, I heard everything. It sounded kind of like, you know, when, you know, maybe Tom and Jerry, like Jerry runs into another room and falls and you hear everything, you know, mm-hmm. or like, it was very cartoony, the sound
yes.
effect of what you did.
Yes.
But I'm seeing you blowtorch the bottom here and gave it a nice crisp.
No more split ends.
Oh my God, no more split ends. I'm seeing you took a chainsaw. Oh, to my other ear. Okay, yeah. I'm seeing my other ear. I mean, is that why I'm talking a little louder, maybe? Yeah. But I don't know if it's the blood loss, the Klonopin, the espresso, but I'm feeling okay about this.
Good, good. I'm feeling really good about it.
Maybe now, just facial hair-wise, you know, I think I want a soul patch or like a goatee. I've got the full beard. I think I want it down to like the devil. You know what I mean? The devil's mustache.
We get that all the time. Absolutely. Yeah. So you want really thin above the lip and then really thick right here because you want to be able to hold 2-3 ounces of liquid after you drink.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
You are not the first guy to get this. Almost most guys ask for this, but not everyone's face can take it.
Yeah, I see. I mean, I see kind of all over the walls, you have a bunch of signed headshots of the lead singer of Smash Mouth. And maybe that inspired me, or I don't know.
And have you ever seen him in the room with the devil at the same time? Exactly.
No.
Exactly. Fat Devil, a.k.a. Smash Mouth. Same guy. One of my best customers.
Fat Devil, you call him?
Well, he goes by Devil, but, you know, we don't always get along. But he is a great customer.
Do you mind? Do you mind? I am feeling so good about myself. I'm feeling like, I don't know if it's the mix of what I've taken in here and everything, the blood loss. I want to call my ex right now with this confidence, and maybe you could kind of help me out here.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you have instilled me with a new man's confidence.
Absolutely. Let me get you some Pepsi here real quick. Take a big swig of Pepsi.
Oh, yeah.
Leave some right here.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
That is nice.
Just shave around where the Pepsi's sticking. I think
Move there. That's absolutely the move. Okay.
Oh, baby.
All right, there you go. A Pepsi Flav save and a tiny stash up top. You're looking fantastically smashing.
Okay. All right, here we go. I'm going to put her on speakerphone here.
Okay.
Siri, call Cantankerous X.
What is this? What do you want?
Oh, guess what? I just got cut by the devil's barber. I'm talking the lead singer of Smash Mouth.
Okay, who cares?
Well, I tell you, who's bad with their money now?
I'm guessing still you. What'd you pay?
What'd I pay? We haven't discussed finances yet, but it doesn't matter because I am so confident. You know what I'm going to do after this? I'm going to walk into work and I'm going to shoot Eric Phillips.
Why? Why would you shoot him?
Because he got
promoted
over.
I don't want to be an accomplice. Hang up. Hang up.
Stay on the line. Stay on the line.
I don't care about you anymore.
I got a few things I wanted to say to you. How come you never hung out with my friends, but I always hung out with your friends?
I don't know. Your friends are lame.
Oh, really? What's so lame about finding new uses for denim that aren't just clothes?
You guys were eating denim. You were eating denim. I don't think I have to justify why I didn't like it.
We're saying the same thing. I bought that Vespa you wouldn't let me buy. After we broke out, I bought that Vespa that you thought wasn't cool.
No, I didn't say it wasn't cool. I said it wasn't structurally sound. And something with only two wheels that you sit in the middle of is dangerous.
I can fix it up. I can backload the weight on there with a couple little tinkers. I feel so good.
Listen, we're still done.
Oh,
we're
that's fine.
We're still done. I don't care. I'm feeling really upset that you called. And I hope that that guy cuts the rest of your head off on accident.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what a vile thing to say. You are so much older than me.
Oh, do not bring this up again. So what? I can't help that. I can't help that. That's the way it is.
Yeah, it sure is. Men are younger than women. And guess what?
God damn it! I hate it. I lose this argument every time.
Men are younger than women. And I'm going to hang up this call. And guess what? I'm going to call Rita. I'm going to call Tina. I'm going to call Monica. These are all the women I'm momboing with in my life right now.
Oh, my God. Well, have fun at the old folks' home.
Yeah, I will. And I probably see your damn face on the ads for it.
Yeah, well, I bet your face looks disgusting now. I can hear your ugly new cut through the phone.
Ugly? Ugly.
It sounds like it's going great. It sounds like it's going great. Tell her about the ear.
Oh, if I'm so ugly. Oh, you're going to be getting something in the mail, by the way.
What?
I have some news for you. Let's just say you'll be hearing from me in the mail.
God, you're weird. You're so weird. I'm not cantankerous. You're weird. I hope he cuts your head off.
You said that already. You are so much older than me because of our gender differences.
You whippersnapper, stop it. Stop it. Just let me live. Let me be happy alone with my old friends.
You'll never be happy without me.
Nice closer, dude.
Bye-bye, babe.
Whoa, you hit her with the spade. That was amazing. You hit her with the bye-bye.
I feel like Spade. I feel like it's 1995.
Dude, you are cooler than Spade. You are cooler than Spade right now.
Okay, you've been gassing me up all day. I can't go that far, but thank you so much. I feel cooler than Spade.
All right, listen. Give me your ATM card. It's going to be $200 for the cut. But I want you to walk outside with your phone video on your face. Yep. And I want you to peacock up and down the street and then send me the video.
Yep.
Okay?
No problem with that. Take the ATM card. Withdraw whatever you need on that. I think $200. Tip yourself whatever you feel you earned because
awesome.
I feel awesome.
I usually do 100% tip. Is that cool?
Make it $200. This was awesome.
Great. $600 haircut it is.
I feel so good right now, dude.
I think that is the Klonopin and the blood loss mixed with the espresso, but you look good.
And while we were talking, you put my ear in a little Swan aluminum foil to go box for me. Thank you.
Yeah, I worked on a cruise ship for a while, so I can do pretty much anything with foil or a napkin.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Can
You're
I
welcome.
Hug you?
No. Get out of here. Just get out of here. I got the money. Yeah. Go.
Yeah, all right.
Cut hair in my life.
Whatever you say, dude.
What a good guy, man. That guy's awesome. That guy's really good. Leave him with a head full of Rudy Poo. He's great.
What's up, world?
Yeah. Oh, God!
That's right. Keep on moving.
Ah!
Haircut number 5.
Look away, kids. Look away.
Look at me. This is your future if you play your cards right.
Hey, police, I think we got a freak walking around looking to hurt people or, A-cab. Or something.
Hey, cab. It's seen.
Oh, that was fun. Hey, Mandog patrons, thank you so much for sticking with us. We appreciate the love and support, and we appreciate you listening to our show.
Thanks, everybody out there. It's another beautiful Monday, May 22nd. We appreciate you. Like Ryan said, spread the word, spread the love. Hope all is well. We got some fun stuff in the past. If you haven't heard this last week's episode with Alyssa LaParis and Maggie Widows, it's a blast. Got a fun one coming up this week. And keep spreading the love, baby.
Spread the love. Bye-bye-bye.
Bye.